Okay, so here are the details on the hairball thing out of Austin, okay? The people who are looking for the largest hairball.
Oh, yeah, service dog people.
Yeah, 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 it is. Now, but it's a good deal. It is. It's a good deal. And what they've done is they have a plastic globe, and they're asking people to put the dog hair into it. So it's not like you're going to glue it together, okay? And they figure it'll weigh like 60 pounds when they're done.
It's a lot of hair.
Yeah, it is. Florida teenager arrested after he allegedly stole a tomato plant that he mistook for marijuana.
Did the
it's for my oatmeal, Mark. I eat oatmeal. That's it.
Did the bulbous red fruit not give it away?
No, apparently not. It didn't have any fruit yet. Mm. Angela Cartwright of Holly Hill. It's not that Angela Cartwright. It's the other one. In Daytona Beach, she tells the Daytona Beach paper. She told police she saw a 15-year-old grabbing it through her open kitchen window as she returned from walking her son to the school bus stop. The kid grabs the plant through the window.
Well, isn't that just an iconic scene? I mean, there's... Yeah. It's a bright, sunshiny day in Florida, and yeah. Mom with her fresh pressed dress and her heels walking Beeve to the bus stop.
She
comes back to find one of the neighborhood scofflaws, you know, absconding with a tomato plant.
That's it. But the thing is, the kid yelled at her. He yelled, "See, I have one of your pot plants," as he ran away. She chases after him, yelling, "You stupid brat, it's a tomato plant."
Awesome.
It is. Only in Florida. So, Mark's here from the city of Bryan this morning, and he picks up my measuring cup just so people know.
Oh, I thought he found your raisins, perhaps.
No, I have the raisins in there too. I, you know, about three mornings a week I eat oatmeal. I have to live a portion of my life up here, but Mark holds up the cup and he shows it to Alan. And he goes, "Well, just about." So I'm just explaining to him that that's what it was, because if not, I'd guess, and I wouldn't do a very good job of guessing, so I actually measure it out. So anyway. All right, that's that. Hey, Alan, how are you?
I'm doing very good.
Good.
I'm glad you were able to clear up that measuring cup mystery.
Glad to. Well,
there.
Normally I hide it when I have, well, don't hide it. I put it away. But right over there in the cabinet by you is my oatmeal and raisins. So there you go. All right.
Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a couple things coming up this weekend. We're going to start with tomorrow night. People have probably heard about this broomball tournament.
Oh, yeah.
That's occurring.
Sure.
It's not just the Bryan and College Station Police Departments, but they are definitely taking the focal, you know, attention.
They're like the main event,
else.
If you will.
Exactly.
Huh? Okay.
College Station created this nice PSA to promote the event featuring their one of their lieutenants, Lieutenant Steve Brock.
Okay.
And, of course, that just put our police department up in arms because we hadn't done anything yet.
So they're on you, right?
So naturally, we had to create a response, which we released yesterday.
Okay.
So those are both on the city's perspective.
Oh, so you now have is it a video?
We did a video response.
Very nice.
So for those of you who haven't seen, I don't want to completely ruin it.
Okay.
But we kind of pick on CSPD's meager, you know, winning percentage.
Uh-oh.
Yes, so they won last year. That was the only year they've ever won.
How many years you been doing this?
This is the seventh. So we've got 6 years
Wait
to
a minute.
Go
we're,
from.
We got like a throwdown going here, don't we?
We do. It's getting right. That kind of dirty. But,
wow.
But
okay.
The trophy had actually never left Bryan before last year.
But they didn't come and get it?
It was either the Bryan Fire or Bryan Police Department, and then they finally won last year to claim it. But They were pretty bold in their PSA about winning again this year. So
we may be talking about this tomorrow morning. Okay,
we'll see what happens. Yeah,
this is
all to benefit the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence, which should be kept at the forefront.
Absolutely, really should. Yeah,
this is tomorrow evening at 5:45 right there at Arctic Wolf Ice Center, and you get to see a bunch of guys out there slipping and sliding around and acting like they know how to play broomball.
And falling down probably too.
There's a lot of falling. Yes. Yeah, so that'll be fun to look for.
Good.
This Saturday, the Bryan Animal Center is having their open house. I've mentioned this before. They're having their free adoption event that's going on right now through the end of February. That will obviously still be going on Saturday. The open house is from 1 to 4. They've painted the interior of the building. They've got new kennels, new permanent cages there for the animals. They've just made a lot of changes.
Mm-hmm.
Our new director, Julianne Burkhalter, will be out there as well. So folks will be able to meet her, the other staff members. And then, of course, look at the dogs and the cats that are available for adoption, and it will be free at the open house as well, with a little donation event, a little donation item, food, blankets,
mm-hmm.
towels,
okay.
things like that. And then, last thing I wanted to mention before I turn it over to Mark is the Texas Reds Winery applications are now up on the website. It's just about all we've got on the Texas Reds website at this point. We've got the date and then the winery applications. So if you go to TexasRedsFestival.com. If you're a winery out there, you want to participate in next year's Texas Reds, that is on the website, TexasRedsFestival.com.
All right, very good.
And then we've got Mark Jerica here from Wastewater. City of Bryan Wastewater. He's gonna
look like I grew up in that.
I know. This is where it's from.
We're seining that through the wastewater and out came Mark.
Maybe there's a better way to say it.
Yeah, but anyway.
Anyway, he's talking about a letter that the City of Bryan folks will be getting soon.
Very good. What we got going on, Mark?
Well, I'm here to kind of let the cat out of the bag in some way. This is the city's second year to move forward with having a private company offer sewer line warranties for our residents. We had some lessons learned last year, so I just want to come out, bang the bush a little bit, let folks know in about a month you'll start seeing letters coming to your house. It's a totally legit type deal. It's going to offer private sewer line warranties. Residential customers, about $4.75 per month is what's going to be the fee. I think the main things I want to stress in here is that when the residents get these letters, make sure that you know no cost for the letter, the mailing, the marketing was paid by the city. This is all covered by a third-party provider. The city gets no royalties off this service. We basically deferred all royalties to make sure that our citizens get a good product at a lower price. And it's a good fit for some people. It may not be a good fit for others. It's totally optional. And if there's questions, we're going to have a website, the website we listed on that letter. You can give them a call. Quite frankly, if you have other questions, you can give me a call, and I'll try to help you out with that as well.
And really, 3 weeks ago on a Friday night, you may have had trouble because of so much water that we had and brought it home. Right?
We did have a little trouble three weeks ago. Yeah. And so it seems to be pretty good. I looked last night at some numbers. We had about 1,800 residents sign up last year. Mm-hmm. They had 69 claims filed. All the claims were paid. Okay. So it seems to be pretty good at this point.
What are the general things that this policy covers?
Well, predominantly what it's going to do is make sure that the sewer lateral or sewer line itself is operational. So they want to make sure when you flush the toilet, brush your teeth, wash your clothes, that the water's going through that line. If there's a crack or something that's not impacting the sewer line's ability to work, then that's really not something that's going to come in to do. So, I mean, if you have a lot of trees, you have an older house, you got clay pipes, or you have a history of having problems, this may be something you look into. Got a newer home that has no issues? Maybe think about self-insuring. Maybe think about, well, maybe not this time. Maybe look for something in the future.
Now, if I know that I've got clay pipes, which do, tree roots get in there. We've talked about that. Certainly people know that from experience. Had to have somebody come through and run a cutter through there to get rid of them. Yeah, exactly. Now, if you want to replace the line, does this insurance do anything for that?
It depends. What they're going to do is they're going to call out. They basically vet out local plumbers. They're going to send a local plumber to your house. They're going to take a look at the problem. That may be running a camera, maybe excavating, maybe whatever it takes. The professional's going to make that determination. If it's a simple repair, they'll make that. If it's a total line replacement, they're going to do that as well. And that's totally up to the company and up to the plumber when they come out to take a look at it. The city really has no say in how they do and what they do. We just want to make sure that the repair is made by code, and that we have legitimate, licensed plumbers coming out to do the work.
Okay. Does the envelope or the letter say City of Bryan on
it? You're going to see that again this year, and that's a little bit of a lessons learned as well. You'll have the city's return address is going to be on the outside of the envelope, so there's not going to be a shock. That's part of the contract that we had to do. And you're also going to see the city's logo on it as well. But this year, you're not going to find the Public Works Director's signature on that letter as well. We've cleaned it up because of the lessons learned. It should be very clear that there's no cost paid by the city for this campaign. It's totally optional. And that there's no royalties. Once again, we're trying to make sure that we brought in a legitimate company to offer this service and to give our residents the best possible price that they can obtain. And if it's not something they want to move forward with, so be it.
Okay. About $4.75 a month, and you'll get the letter, you say, in the next month. Right?
Probably about the next month.
Okay.
Right?
Sounds good. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
I appreciate that.
Yep. We visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays, and our community interview segment is brought to you by Mar Eye Center.